Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. Welcome to WFHR's
You're
Morning Show.
My funny Valentine. Sweet comic Valentine.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Little
Getting
Tony
a little
Bennett
sappy.
To play us in. Little Tony Bennett to play us
nice.
In there. Got Terry Johns with the CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams County. Thanks for being here, Terry.
Yeah, good morning.
Your host, James, behind the mic. And let's go ahead and kick things off the way we like to with our good friend, Brittany Merlot. Happy Valentine's Day, Brittany.
Happy Valentine's Day. I kind of feel like with the song, I'm in an Italian restaurant right now out on a date. I like it.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's the voice of my youth, Mr. Tony Bennett, growing up in an Italian household. That Dean Ooh. Martin, like all of it, just every bit of it. And I'm just trying to warm the audience up, Brittany. That's all I'm trying to do.
That's what I was
going to
say. Maybe think like I should be somewhere warm.
Yes, that's it. Exactly. trying to warm us up with some love and spreading the love. Because it is going to be a cold one.
Yes, it is, unfortunately. We aren't looking at temperatures getting too warm until late tonight. That's actually when we're going to hit our high temperatures in the low 20s. And that's, of course, when the snow is hitting. Mother Nature trying to show her love, I guess. but winter weather advisory is in effect this afternoon through this evening, and we could see some more snow into tomorrow, too. So what we're looking at is obviously cloudy skies, the system moving in, wind starting to get breezy out of the south. They will gust up to 20 miles per hour as the snow is flying too. So we could see some blowing and redrifting and low visibility from that. But we are looking at this starting after 5 o'clock. And I know it's Valentine's Day and a lot of us wanted to go out on dates potentially. So I was looking specifically, how much snow will we have on the ground between 5 and 9? That's prime date time. That's important, right?
And yeah, that's great. That's so good.
2 inches.
Yeah, that's doable.
2 inches out there.
Yeah. If you just drive smart, be safe.
Yeah, exactly. Go slow. Don't be in a rush. Don't be late to your date either.
Yeah.
especially if it's a first one. Mm-hmm. Might not be there when you
that
get there.
Terrible. Mm-hmm. the weather, that's fine. but we are looking at a hefty chunk adding up. So 1 to 2 inches by 9 o'clock. This thing continues overnight, where we're looking at a good another 2 to 4 inches on the ground by the morning. And then through Saturday, we could see another 1 to 2 inches. So this puts our storm totals anywhere between 4 to maybe 7 or potentially even 8 inches by the time this thing is all said and done. So a hefty chunk. Temperatures will get warmer tomorrow, so that will be a little bit of a heavier, wetter snow type, with flirting with 30 degrees on Saturday. So I would definitely shovel and shift, get the light, fluffy stuff out of the way in the morning, and then get the heavier stuff out of the way on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. It's a good plan, you can make anything romantic. I believe you can make almost anything romantic in this world. You just got to try. Just got to work at it. And I love the idea of this is Mother Nature just hugging us. She's just got a very cold hug. I get that. We appreciate you, Brittany, so much. Have yourself a warm, safe weekend. We'll meet back here Monday.
Sounds good. You too.
Best in the business right there, Brittany Merlot, joining us every morning right in this time slot. We got fun things lined up for you, everybody. The El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club is right around the corner. Going to celebrate for the whole weekend long. And after our news, sports, and partner break, we will make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. Terry and I are going to play a famous TV theme song to get you ready for that. And we're going to talk United Way in a moment, but I want to catch everybody up because we've been having this Love on the Air contest, this text to win contest. Terry, we've been having such a blast with this one. I want to send a big, gigantic thank you, a big heart-shaped thank you to our friends at Performing Arts Center, Love Inc., Mission Coffee House, Amethyst Rising, Full Circle Massage, Honestly Cranberry, Paul Gross Jewelers, and Dance with Dignity DJ. Special shout-out to our general sponsors, Quality Plus Printing, WAM Incorporated, and our text line sponsors over on our sister station, WIRI, Party Envy, and right here, Johnson & Sons Jeep. Big thank you to all of them. We had a blast with this one, and I want to thank the audience so much for participating, playing along. We get a text update on our phones whenever somebody texts in. And our phones, all of us here at the studios, just been going crazy. I knew every day when it was 10 o'clock or noon or 2.
No napping.
You guys are great. And not for nothing, everybody. This was just something that we did with our sister station, WIRI, and us. And we made the rest of the civic media kind of jealous with this one. The response we get around here from our listeners, because you guys are the greatest listeners in radio. I don't just say that. We're a factual station. I can't just go on the airwaves and just throw that around or anything. I have researched this. I can back this up. You guys are the best, and we appreciate you. And want to send a special shout-out to Corey Embrickson. Corey, we got to make it official, Terry. There it is. Now it's official. Corey Embrickson, our winner of the Love on the Air Text to Win contest. Corey, a longtime WFHR listener. We appreciate that. Thank you very much for being a listener, Corey. Hope you're out there listening right now. And Corey already knows because we had to check this before we go live with it, of course. People used to do that, though, back in the day in radio.
Oh, yeah.
They just get a name and go on the air with it, like have no idea if it's even real.
A long, long time ago, I won something on the radio, and they just called me live on the air. I was at work, you know, and yeah, it was fine. Before, I mean, I might have had a cell phone, but I don't know. They actually called me at the, like, on the business line.
Wow.
You know, this was a long time ago, but it was, you know, and you're like,
It's
fabulous.
I kind of miss a little bit of those days. I do. We appreciate you, Corey. Thank you so much. And thank you to everybody who played along. Keep on the lookout, everybody. We had such a success with this, and you guys make these things successful. We can do more of them. So with the success of this one, I have no doubt that we'll have another one coming up. Maybe an Arbor Day one. I don't know. We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. We got a great team. I do want to send a shout out to our team, especially Ashley and Jenna and so many people that worked really hard behind the scenes on this one. Appreciate you guys. Nice work, everybody. As we are celebrating Valentine's Day, as I have some Tony Bennett to play us in, and we're talking about a Love on the Air contest. Terry is all dressed for the occasion.
Yeah.
The audio audience out there, because that's all we have is doesn't know how you dressed in the nines today.
Like,
you look
red. I don't know if we're in the nines, but red sweatshirt, you know, with a heart. So
at least the eights. And
it's Friday, so jeans. I mean, this is a reward at our office. Mm-hmm. Is Friday jean day, so I'm all in. I'm playing along.
Terry, I do want to before we dive too deep into Power of the Purse and some of the other things of the with the United Way. I did want to mention that for those that did not hear, our Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Zacher made a proclamation the other day that February 11th would be 2-1-1 day here in Wisconsin Rapids and Lynn County.
Great opportunity to draw awareness to 2-1-1 and remind folks that if you have a need of some kind, you want to be connected with a program, you want to learn more about a program that might meet a need for you or a family member, or maybe you have something to offer, right? Maybe you have something you would like to donate or share with members of the community. You can get information on any and all of those things simply by dialing 211. Just like, you know, tomorrow you might dial 511 for road conditions.
Mm-hmm.
We dial 911 for an emergency, and you can dial 211 when you're looking for community information, resource, and referral. And in the state of Wisconsin, we are statewide 24/7. Mm-hmm. So we can, you know, let's say you called us, you called 211 and you're here in Wisconsin Rapids, but your real challenge is in Green Bay, right? Like it's a loved one that you're helping care for, something like that. We can connect you with that contact center, but we also can view those resources as well, because we do have a statewide database. So it's a great opportunity and just a fun, you know, little play on the calendar, of course, 211 to call it 211 day. But we do appreciate.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Wow.
Took
you long enough. So, you know, and we thank Mayor Zacher for jumping on board with that and helping us to promote it and raise awareness. You know, just the anecdotal piece of that is last year, our contact center here, we serve 13 counties, but we answered 5,110 calls.
Wow.
So, you know, so there is, 211 is being used, but of course, we'd like to see our, you know, we'd like to just stretch the capacity as much as we can.
Yeah.
And, you know, and maybe find ourselves in a place where we have to decide, like, do we bring on another person to help with calls?
It's because a good problem to have.
You know, there's a lot of great resources out there, and that's one of the things that we found pretty early on is, I mean, yes, sometimes there are unmet needs. That's a reality. Sometimes we can't provide service for everything that every person needs. But often there are programs or resources available that people just don't know about. Yeah. And so that's, you know, that's really the design of 211, is connecting with people. And then we've also shifted 211 in the last probably like 5 years to more of a warm line kind of idea, mm-hmm. that, you know, it is anonymous and it's, you know, it's completely confidential. But, you know, let's say you called James and you asked a question, our resource specialist is going to say, would you like me to give you a call in a couple days to see, yeah. if this worked out? Because sometimes what we're going through is just overwhelming. And to have somebody reach back and say, you know, hey, were you able to make those calls? Did you have that connection? And you know what? A lot of people just say, no, I'm good. Mm-hmm. But still, about a third of the people say, yeah, I would really appreciate that. So imagine, you know, being able to elevate our service so that we can offer that as well. And even you can just text.
Even just asking the question is really sweet, is really above and beyond and really meaningful. I can't imagine one person not being appreciative of that. And yes, I'm glad you mentioned that. Texting is also available with 211. Keep that in mind, everybody. And it's such an available resource. I was one of those many calls that they took last year, and very appreciative of it. Terry, also, you guys had your annual meeting.
Yeah, I'm not doing nothing this week.
No?
I mean...
No. It's been a busy week, I imagine, for you. It's been a busy week. You're
not... On Wednesday, we did have our annual meeting, and so what comes with that is we, you know, probably one of the most important things is recognizing our outgoing directors and officers. So, Dr. Shelley Mondike, who is the president of Mid-State Technical College, transitioned off of our board after 5 years of service, and so we thank her for that, and certainly understand that, imagine the, you know, large service area that Mid-State has, because it's not just Wisconsin Rapids, right? There's four different campuses and a huge service area. And so, you know, their leadership is pulled in a lot of directions to help serve in that way. And so, you know, we thank Shelley for giving us 5 years and being part of our board and helping us identify another Mid-State employee to come onto the board.
Nice.
So we honored her. Dale Bukowski was our outgoing board president, but stays on the board. So we, you know, honored both of them and then elected our new officers. So Brian DeWitt from Urco Worldwide, Jason Dietz, is our vice president from Wood Trust. Heather Garrett is the Wood County treasurer. She's our secretary. Mm-hmm. And then Nathan Quinnell from Prevail Bank is our treasurer. So, you know, we inducted those folks. And then we have a couple of new board members, brand new to us. Jamie Lisney from Solaris and Mandy Lang from Mid-State and Eric Proy from Reuterware. So those three folks are coming on new and joining us. And, you know, it's a really great group of people.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm very fortunate to be able to, you know, have their leadership at my fingertips all the time.
Yeah. A big thank you to all of them, and a big reminder to everybody out there that you could be just like these individuals. There are plenty of boards out there that could use good people, and appreciate those that take the time to do that and out of their regular lives to be able to be a part of these things and make our community that much stronger and better. Appreciate every one of those individuals. And Terry and I are going to talk Power of the Purse before we wrap up today. We'll make sure to remind you all about that. That's right around the corner. And plenty more to get to. We're going to get to the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club when we come back here on The Morning Show at WFHR. It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends over at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. You heard the boys of Duran Duran. It's time to do some celebrating. Let's get right into it. And first up, I want to, of course, thank our great friends over at El Cafe. Go treat yourself. They're open at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us. And if you get a chance, get some of those ribs to help raise some money for Tony, one of our own here. They got a great fundraiser that they are doing tonight. It's the Tony Perez Benefit. They're going to be open from 7 to 6. And they'll be 7 to 6 tomorrow. Tomorrow will be the benefit. And they're going to be offering ribs, and if you buy, you get some, you pre-order some, you're going to be able to help Tony out. Tony, a long time worked in this community, served for our country, and a good guy that could use every bit of help. And I know this community is going to step up and help out and get some great ribs. The only thing that is going to taste better than those ribs is knowing that you did some good and helped out one of your own.
It's the special sauce.
Yeah. 715-887-2233, 887-2233 to pre-order those ribs, help out Tony, and get some good food tonight. And I don't know. I don't know if, because I as foolish of a romantic as I am, I don't pretend to know what you think about romance, but I mean, ribs? Valentine's Day seems all right to me. Seems like a good combo. I mean, anything.
My husband would love it. I'm not a huge rib person, but he absolutely loves them. See, he ordered snow for me. I could order ribs for
him.
There
you go. Right? Yes, I mean, that is the definition of love right there. There you go. You guys got this down. And get your meal down over at our friends at Overdale Cafe. 887-2233. Buy local, support local, and support those that support this community, everybody, like our great friends at El Cafe. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with you. Info at WFHR.com. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages. And that Civic Media app is so handy. You can go ahead and text us right through there or call up if you'd like to. Yeah, we look forward to talking with you, everybody. Terry, you got some work to do this morning. I'm sorry.
Finally.
I need a one or a two.
One.
All right. Gives us that one. And we also need another one or a two.
Two.
Okay, gives us that one. And a one through three.
Oh, set up perfect. Three. One, two, three. There we go.
Yeah, nicely done. All right, there we go. We got our qualifiers, so we can get right into the celebrating. And first up for today, we want to wish a happy birthday to somebody who cannot win because her mom works here, but we want to wish a very happy golden birthday to Padme.
Happy birthday.
Padme is Laura's oldest. Today is her golden birthday. We wish her a fantastic birthday. And just another reminder, you have an amazing name. I just always like to remind her of that. And Padme's awesome. She's just an incredible kid. One of those kids that I've gotten the chance to talk to, and I'm like, okay, I feel good about the future. I feel a lot better about talk to kids like that. Padme, enjoy your day. Enjoy your golden birthday. We take a look at some other birthdays for today. Barb Malloy is celebrating a birthday.
Happy birthday, Barb.
Longtime classmate of mine and many out here. Barb and the 96th graduating class, so wishing her a good birthday. And a very happy birthday to our qualifier, a very good friend of not only this station but this community, Angel Ladlow.
Happy birthday, Angel.
Angel, of course, used to join us all the time here when she was working with the Heart of Chamber of Commerce and even in other previous gigs and everything. We always enjoy, love working with Angel. Talk to her every once in a while still. And great human being. Great. Appreciate you, Angel. Thanks for everything. And have a happy birthday. And we say brag to everybody that you're our qualifier today. I would. I'd be bragging all day. I'd almost leave the job just so I can get a qualification.
Her husband better be rolling it out, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Valentine's Day and birthday.
Yeah, that's a tough gig right there. But
it's every year.
He's got it, though. He's good.
Double down,
he's
man.
Good. He's got it. We also wish Saturday some happy birthdays. First up, a happy 50th golden anniversary to Chuck and Kathy Sedevi.
Happy anniversary.
Oh, is that room? That's beautiful, you guys. That's awesome. Happy anniversary to you, too. Congratulations. And our qualifier, and I don't think she's ever qualified for this, great friend of this station, Diane Blanchard.
Well, happy birthday, Diane.
We wish you a very, very happy birthday, Diane. And we also should mention that Diane is gracious enough to bring us cookies all the time, along with names for the birthday and anniversary club. She probably should have qualified a long time.
Yeah.
We should just, put her in the qualifying list.
Well, the Sedevies might disagree with that.
Maybe. Well, they should probably be in there, too, with the golden anniversary. You know what? I might maybe just talk with Pam about this and put everybody in. I don't know.
I was thinking when you said Diane's name, I was like, you know, she might be the only person I know that bakes more than me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I'm always baking something, but every time I come here, Pam's like, oh, Diane was here with cookies. That's awesome.
I would say a good, after doing this job for as long as I have, a good 5-10% of my body weight is cookies from Diane. It definitely is. I appreciate you, Diane. Thank you so much. And you're our qualifier for Saturday. Taking a look at Sunday birthdays, wishing a happy birthday to Paula Evenson.
Happy birthday, Paula.
Enjoy the day, Paula. Always love that name, Paula. Great name. Another great name, Dorothy Olson.
Happy birthday, Dorothy.
Enjoy the day, Dorothy. Hope it's a great one for you. And our qualifier for Sunday, Cammie Kubischak.
Happy birthday, Cammie.
Enjoy the day, Cammie. Just three great names all back to back there. Cammie, enjoy your day. Hope it's a good one for you. And thank you again to everybody that got us these birthdays and anniversaries. We will take a quick look at our celebrity birthdays. Not a whole lot of meat on the bone for today. Drew Bledsoe is 53. My dad got a pack of cards, a box of them, and he got like four packs in there. And I don't know why he did this, but after dinner last night, I'm rushing, trying to get ready for my class and everything. And he said, Jimmy, and he handed me and my mom each a pack of cards. And we're to walk away, open the cards, and we're all going to come back to the table and see who had the best pack. And my mom got one, and my mom got Drew Bledsoe in her pack. I swear to God, that's just kind of funny.
Nice.
We had no idea his birthday.
Maybe today on his birthday, she can sell it and make a little money.
Yeah, there you go.
Sell it to your dad.
They're actually selling some. Nice, yes. Oh, that's something she would do too.
Oh, hey.
And she get a deal. She get a deal out of it too. Rob Thomas from Matchbox 20 is 53. Also, not only from Matchbox 20, but famous with the Carlos Santana single Smooth. You can hear that this weekend on Unlabeled, everybody, actually. Little shameless plug
nice,
right there.
Nice.
Be sure to join us 8 to 9 for Unlabeled this weekend and every Sunday. Simon Pegg is 55. Fantastic actor, director, and writer as well. Scotty in the new Star Trek movies. Benji in the Mission Impossible movies. Also the writer and star of Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, The World's End. Him and his partner have done a buddy. I can't think of his name right now, but he's in all co-stars in all of his movies with him. They're good. Simon Pegg's funny. Zach Galligan is 61. Gremlins star. The guy.
Oh, remember that movie?
Oh, yeah. Jim Kelly, 65. Remember him? Former quarterback of the Buffalo Bills, cancer survivor. Also battled both, not just cancer, but MRSA. Beat both of them. I know that the Buffalo Bills went to 4 Super Bowls and never won a Super Bowl. I feel like the more time we're removed from that, the more we appreciate that. I know what sports is all about. You know, second place might as well be last place, blah, blah, blah. AFC Championship 4 times in a row and won it and went to the Super Bowl 4 times in a row. It's just impressive. Not as impressive as if it would have won one of those. Nobody's going to skate past that. But I don't think that you can take that.
Well,
I don't know if we'll ever see that again.
And you don't get there by accident.
Yeah. Those are some great teams. Yeah. Every one of them. Teller from Penn and Teller is 77 today. I love that. Fantastic guy. Wonderful partner in all those things. Penn would be the first to tell you that there is no Penn without Teller, of course. But one of my favorite things he's done, they did a guest spot on The Simpsons, and Teller talks. And it's the only time I ever heard him talk. But it was the guest spot on The Simpsons. Is you're not supposed to talk. And his line is, I wasn't the first Teller. Great line. Nice. Great line. Carl Bernstein is 81 today. Legend. And we do throw that word around sometimes, but it is accurate for this man. Legendary journalist for the Washington Post back when they had good journalism at the Washington Post. Exposed the Watergate scandal and took down President Nixon. His partner with Bob Woodrow are part of what the movie All the President's Men is about. Great movie. Great movie. And from 76 to 1980, also was married to Nora Ephron, who's a famous actor and everything. But the definition of what journalism is about, journalism is supposed to be that bridge between people and power, as always, and being not in anybody's pocket, not in anybody but the American people.
We've gotten pretty far from that. Good thing we have Melissa.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. Well said.
Literally, I mean, you think about that, just small town news.
Yeah.
Because the other, you can't decipher what's garbage.
It's part of why we tell people about our newsletter. There is a real great Central Wisconsin reporting right there. Sign up at WFHR.com. Had a new episode drop just yesterday. Florence Henderson, born on this day, passed away in 2016, born in 34. Carol Brady, great actor. Gregory Hines, born in 1946, passed away in 2003. Got his start in Mel Brooks' History of the World. Maybe his best role, The Cotton Club. But was Will's boss on Will and Grace. But growing up, I would watch over and over again the Billy Crystal, Gregory Hines movie, Running Scared. And I loved that movie.
Kind of forgot about that movie.
Oh, I love that movie. And Gregory Hines, maybe my favorite moment in the Academy history. Him and Sammy Davis Jr. having a tap-off.
It gives
me goosebumps about that. Some of the smartest defeat you'll ever see, Gregory Hines. Go and you look up any of his work. An amazing artist. Taking a quick look at Saturday birthdays. Megan Thee Stallion is 30. Yamir Yager is 53, for a famous hockey player. Jane Seymour is 74. Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman. Matt Groening is 71 tomorrow, the creator of The Simpsons, Futurama, and so many of the great characters. Of course, as mentioned many times, Matt Groening went into the meeting with Fox, and this was the biggest meeting of his life. And he only had one idea. And they tell you, especially to creatives out there, don't go in there with one idea. You go in, and you got your main idea, but you give him a couple of ideas before that to kind of grease the wheels a little bit.
Prime the pump a little.
His grease the wheel idea was The Simpsons. Simpsons, and they liked the first idea, so that's what they went with, and you know, the rest is history.
Yeah,
I have a favorite TV show. People no longer with us would have been celebrating birthdays on Saturday. Again, legend in this state at least, and especially in the comedic world, Chris Farley would have been 61 tomorrow. Miss him every day. Genuinely do. Really do. Especially after being able to work at Second City and seeing so many of his tapes and his sketches that never made, you know, the big screen or anything like that. His early days where he's working through some of his shyness and some of his uncomfortableness, and how you see Tim Meadows and some of these other actors that had a little more, you know, experience really working hands-on with him. And you can see the growth. And you can see the confidence building in him with the laughter. And you know, they compare him to Belushi and some others and everything. And I love Belushi. He's another legend in our household and everything. But Chris Farley, one of the things that made him so legendary is this is a guy that you could tell every sketch he did, every movie he did, he was doing it for the laughs. He would do anything to make you laugh, and to a detriment of his life.
You
and
mean
everything.
Chippendales wasn't for his dancing skills?
Yeah. Well, that that sketch is actually underrated. I think
that is so
that
funny.
We think about that now, and Chris Farley's legend is kind of set. He's known and all these things. That's a young man, a young actor, first time out there with Patrick Swayze next to him.
I mean, it's so funny.
And to think, and Swayze didn't like the sketch at first. Farley won him over with it. Also, Cesar Romero would have been celebrating a birthday tomorrow. The original Joker, and Susan B. Anthony, women's rights pioneer.
Nice.
Born in 1820, passed away in 1906, the great Susan B. Anthony. And just a quick look at Sunday birthdays. The weekend is 35 on Sunday. That works out for him. That works out. Elizabeth Olsen is 36, Scarlet Witch, and a great actor. Mashira Ali is 51, amazing actor, one of the best in the game. Two-time Oscar winner from Moonlight and Green Book. The Bus, Jerome Bettis is 53. God, I love that nickname.
How? Only 53?
Yeah, yeah.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah, it's crazy that he's only 50. I know. I felt the same way when I saw that, yeah. And Andy Taylor is 64 from Duran Duran. Great guitarist from Duran Duran. Of course, why we played some Duran Duran to play some. Yeah, I can't believe that.
Do you want
that.
To use my glasses?
Yeah. No, I'm most surprised by that, too. John McEnroe is 66 on Sunday. Ice-T is 67. The great, the wonderful LeVar Burton is 68 on Sunday. Legend. I love LeVar Burton. That is going to do it for our list. One more time, a big happy birthday and anniversary to everybody out there celebrating. Thank you so much to everyone, and especially our friends at El Cafe. Visit them today and all weekend long. Get some El Cafe in your life, everybody. They're over at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. And don't forget about their fundraiser for Tony that is going on tomorrow. It is going to be happening from 7 to 6. Give them a call to pre-order those ribs, 715-887-2233, 887-2233. We'll be back with our star of the day from Culver's coming up. Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. What Terry and I are about to do is play a famous TV theme song. You call up 715-424-2600 or just a touch or two away with the Civic Media app, and boom, just like that, you're going to win yourself a kids and adult meal from our great friends at Culver's. Buy local, support local, support those that support this community like our great friends at Culver's. Get ready to call up 715-424-2600. Tell us what TV show this is from.
Love. Exciting.
Nothing. Wow. Okay.
Oh, there
we go.
Here
we go. All right. Let's see if we got ourselves a winner here. Good morning. What's your answer? Let's try again. Good morning. What's your answer?
The Love Boat.
Yes. Well done. Well done. Let's go ahead and make this official. There we go. Now it's official. Nicely done. Who do we have on the phone with us?
My name is Barbara.
Barb, thanks so much for joining us. Barbara, we appreciate that. Barbara, where are you calling from?
Stevens Point.
All right. Got ourselves a point winner. Nice. Very cool. We haven't had a point winner in a while. Very cool. Barbara, are you a fan of The Love Boat?
Yeah. I used to watch it all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, this is a pop. It's a very popular show. This is a fun one, and it had love in the title. So I mean, I had to do it today. I really, actually, Terry and I were talking before the show and everything, and trying to think of shows that had love in the title or were love centric or anything. There's not a ton of them. There's not that many. You would think. I Love Lucy was one of the options.
Another one.
I was thinking.
I just thought of Heart to Heart.
Oh yeah, that'd have been a good one. I was trying to think.
Heart to Heart.
It's a great one. Mm-hmm. Nice one. Good. Maybe next year, Terry. Maybe next year. Yeah, yeah. Barbara, thank you so much for listening and playing along. We really, really do appreciate it. You just won yourself some free Culvers. If you don't mind, hang on the line. We're going to get a little information from you off air. You're our newest star of the day.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. That was fun. That was awesome. That was great.
You know, when it was taking a little while, I was like, oh my gosh. Because at first I thought you and I could just hum it.
Yeah.
And people would know it.
Yes,
but apparently
I
not.
Good thing
Barbara was listening.
Yes, we got lucky there because I got a little worried for a second there. I'm like, oh, yeah, I thought this was a pretty popular one. But it has been a while, especially considering the Love Boat aired September 24th, 1977 to May 24th, 1986. In addition to three TV movies and before the regular series premiered and had four specials and a TV movie that aired after the series ended. I know that they even brought it back. I don't know that it's a show. You can say this about a lot of TV shows with that kind of long run. On paper, I don't know how well it works, other than maybe one or two episodes. After that, you're pretty stuck. But they thought the same thing about Gilligan's Island, and they got years and seasons out of that. I mean,
probably about the same square footage.
I think it speaks to writing. I think it speaks to the writers and stuff too. I think that's and just obviously people making the show very popular. They love the Love Boat. We will take a quick time out, but be listening every Friday in this time slot for your chance to win some free Culvers with our great friends of Wisconsin Rapids Culvers, and be our next star of the day, like Barbara. We're going to be back with more show coming up. Morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. We hope you're having a great Friday. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. And a special thank you to our friend Barb, who just became our newest star of the day.
Very exciting.
I got more competition now. I'm going to have to reach out to my agent and tell her she's got a new client and all that. But we'll figure that out over the weekend. Congratulations to Barb. And be listening every Sunday, every Friday for an opportunity to win some free Culvers from our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. Pam sent in an idea, too. Love American Style. Oh, that's a good one. I didn't think of that one. Nice job, Pam. That's great.
I don't even know what that is.
It was an old, I think it was a variety show. I think it was a variety show.
Okay.
I think. I got to double check. But that's a good one. That's a good one. It's tough to, it's the thin line of, okay, is this a theme song that people are going to know? Because I don't want to stump people. If the joke hasn't been figured out by everybody yet, the last thing I'm trying to do is stump people. I'm trying to, you know, get this stuff out there.
Maybe,
get it to
though,
people.
If we clued people in, it's Valentine's Day, so it's going to be love theme.
Yeah.
Then maybe they'd, you know, think outside the box.
You've done this before. You're good. You're good. We got some quick hits from Valentine's Day to touch on. One of them we have here, 10 last second Valentine's Day gifts you can still pull off.
Literally last second.
I mean, it doesn't get much more last second than this right now. It's way too late to order anything. Flowers.com or whatever, you know, you're not going to be able to get to any of those places. So right away, there's a couple of easy ones. And I think even anybody would understand. Buying a card. It's better than nothing. Just be sure to write something really personal in it.
Good point.
So the card, they see the card, maybe not the greatest response, but maybe you open it up and you said something really heartfelt, put yourself out there a little bit, and all of a sudden maybe it means a little bit more. Yeah, that's not bad. That's not bad. Flowers, there's lots of places you can still, I shouldn't say lots, but there's, I genuinely don't know. I'm not going to lie. I don't lie to you guys. I don't know who.
It is not warm today. So if you go somewhere and buy flowers, cover them with a bag. Don't carry them out because she'll be super impressed when Sunday they're dead.
Right. Yeah, right. Yeah. Chocolates. Chocolate, another classic gift. It won't be the nicest box probably, but, you know, there's most places like, you know, that have like drug stores and that you can still run into. There's some places like that that are just sitting there waiting for you.
Oh, yeah.
Knowing that some people are going to show up at everything.
So you can pay double today.
Yeah, right. Yes. A spa package, golf package, or any kind of, quote, treat yourself experience. Print the receipt and put it in the card with your that you're buying.
Yeah, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. And you can, you know, a lot, not every place, but a lot of places, you can buy like gift certificates online now. You just, you know, just print it out and, like you said, slide it in that card.
Concert tickets are another one. It's one that you can do, and of course you can do the purchase now. And like, hey, we're not just celebrating Valentine's Day tonight, but in spring when we're going to this concert and everything, we can. George Strait and Chris Stapleton are doing a tour.
I saw.
Oh man! Oh, my eyes lit up at that. That seems like a good show. Get tickets for that one. A nice dinner at home. Anywhere half decent will be fully booked by now anyway. And making a dinner at home, especially on a day like this, where we're really not encouraging people to leave the house anyway if you don't have to. I mean, that may have been a good plan anyway, you know, if you were looking ahead at this.
You know, so I'm just going to throw this out there.
Of course, if you were planning, you wouldn't.
Right. But if you're cooking dinner, do the cleanup too.
Yep.
Or do the cleanup together. Don't be like, I cooked you clean. Sure. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
Today's
not the day for
tag
that.
Tag team it.
Yes. A guilty pleasure, like maybe McDonald's or a movie that you like to binge or something like that. Let them pick a guilty pleasure. Like just throwing that out there. It's similar. They don't have this on this list, but one of the ones I thought of right away, I don't know if people are still doing, but the whole coupon book when you made the, you know, good for one free hug.
Those are so cute.
Yeah, you're making something like that, I think it still hit well. A Spotify playlist with songs they like.
As opposed to songs they hate.
It's the modern version of a mixtape.
Yeah.
You know, I get it.
That's a cute idea.
Oh, it's not bad. Yeah. A subscription box, like jellies of the month or, you know, that kind of thing. Chocolates of the month. Jewelry. If you're willing to spend, just find the closest jewelry store, because if any,
they'll sell it to you.
And they will be open today. Any smart jewelry store.
Yeah.
Got to think they're going to be open today. And really, I think that there's two things that I would think of, and I am actually saying this from some experience. I have been with people who have forgotten Valentine's Day, and they got more bent out of shape than I did, and I really tried to make sure that they knew that life is busy and crazy, and it's completely okay. I think that if you are somebody who forgot or didn't plan for this, own it. Own it. And lean into it. I say be honest about it, because if you try to hide it, they're just going to find out anyway. That doesn't help anybody. And I think it will explain the gift that you do a little bit better and show, I think, that there is something to be said for effort. You're certainly going to lose some points. There's no getting around that. But you can lose a lot more points if you act like, I had this all planned out or whatever. Or if you kind of phone in the gift. Because I think that even if you didn't think about it until literally right this second when Terry and I are going over this topic, you can still salvage it.
You probably have till she gets home from work.
At least,
it's early.
At least.
You know, we don't, I don't know, early on in relationships, I feel like this kind of stuff is just, maybe it's not more important. I mean, my parents have been married 51 years and he still gets my mom a gift, you know, for Valentine's Day every year. We kind of are more like, we just talk about it, you know?
Yeah.
Like earlier this week, I'm like, we just bought something big for our house and I'm like, that was our gift, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like let's just, we just agree beforehand that neither one of us is going to do something. Now, we'll probably grab a bite to eat tonight or something, but not like the whole dress up, go out for dinner, all that kind of stuff. But I don't know. But you don't, like I said, we just always kind of talk about it ahead of time.
I think there's so many different types of relationships and types of people out there that a day that is so singular and so specific can make some feel, you know, quite bluntly unwanted or like the day doesn't apply to him, to them, or anything like that. Well, that got personal real quick.
Is that just a little Freudian slip there? Like,
I think one of the important things is
I didn't bring you a red sweatshirt with a heart.
Next year. I think that one thing to remember, too, is that love is for everybody, and love has to do with a lot more than just, you know, your traditional love that we celebrate today. Certainly, that's in the spotlight. But if you have an animal that you love, if you have a passion, if you have love in your life, just in general, and spreading love, I think, is a big one. And to the couples out there, like you're talking about, Terry, or anything like that, that feel like, I slipped up, we should have made more of the day, or anything like that, you can do that every day. You can do that every day. You don't have to let Hallmark tell you that.
You
know,
you can
do that yourself.
But you can be intentional about doing it today too.
Yes.
You know, whatever you feel. You know, it's funny. I don't know if it just goes back to like the elementary school days, but I still get a little something for the for the kids from us, though, for Valentine's.
I love that.
And now, you know, the age they're at now, it's usually a gift card for somewhere. But I just always am like, oh, check your email or check your, you know, you have a...
Never change. That is awesome. That is great.
It's kind of fun.
I don't get to do this very often, but my father, the greatest I've ever known at Valentine's Day and at romance. That man celebrates the love every day he gets, every chance he gets. I cannot tell you how many times as a kid I just wanted to go home from school, but no, we got to stop at Walgreens. We got to stop at Dominick's or something so he can pick up flowers for her because it's a Tuesday.
Today your dad's going to be out some cash after he buys that football card.
He's going to be a little tougher for him. Might have to just make dinner. Some Valentine's Day quick hits before we wrap up the hour. 1 in 6 couples, 17%, say that this Valentine's Day could be make or break for them this year.
Wow.
Jeez.
Must have forgot last year.
Man. All right, look.
It's your last shot.
I know how dangerous this is. If your relationship hinges on if you have a good Valentine's Day or not, I feel like you have your answer. I feel like, but
I guess you don't know what led up to it, right?
Right.
Like, this might just be the last, like, I'm done with this.
Yeah. Well, and keeping in mind, it's me saying this. I mean, what do I know? Artificial intelligence, romantic companion apps like this is all foreign to me. I have no idea what the Replica, intimate AI, girlfriend, anime. I don't know. Okay, what these are? They're becoming more popular than you think. Very popular young adults. 1 in 5 young adults say that they have chatted with the AI system.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm having some struggles with this right now.
If that helps you get better at talking with people, if it's used as a bridge, maybe that has some. I'm scraping the barrel here. Looking at some positives here, because it's a world I don't know, and I don't want to judge or anything like that.
I'll judge. I think it's weird.
No, it does. It is. It's going to be weird to us, and I would hope it's a little weird to almost anybody. But at the same time, if it helps you get out of your comfort zone a little bit, and maybe get more comfortable with some practice talking to the other somebody that you're into or something.
How about a mirror?
Or
practice there?
Being honest, sometimes you just gotta only. There's some things in life you can only learn or get good at by doing.
Tear off the Band-Aid.
Yeah.
Find a human and talk to the
And it's so much more rewarding, I would think. I don't like the idea of just speaking about something I don't know anything about. But I would think that it's a little more warm, a little more,
I would think a lot more warm. But I think that, the other thing is AI is AI. Like, it's going to tell you what you want to hear.
Yeah. Which,
so then does it, but I mean, then it kind of feeds and encourages the behavior, right? Like, try the mirror.
Yep.
Try your stuffed animal and then try a human.
The best city to say, good advice. The best city to celebrate Valentine's Day is San Francisco, followed by Seattle, and the worst is Detroit. They have a whole huge barometer on that one. It's on a personal level. Wherever you and your loved one are, that's the perfect city. The best city for a romantic proposal is New York City, followed by New Jersey. Okay, now this list is all off the place. No way. Nothing against our Jersey people or anything like that, but there is no way this list wasn't done in the East Coast. That Jersey City might be up there, but it ain't at number 2. Come on. Jersey. The most popular love language is quality time, such as hanging out together or doing shared activities, followed by physical touch, words of affection, acts of service, and gifts. Kind of an expected list, kind of a...
Yeah.
I do think that the terms like love language, that was one of those things that I kind
did
of...
Did you read that book?
No, I didn't. But
do you know
I,
your love language?
I do to a degree, and I do actually think that there's a little bit of truth to that. There's a little bit, because we all have a different language. And I think one of the best ways or one of the key things to a relationship is understanding, okay, this is how they express love. It's different than how I do. And if that can work or not.
And I think too, like, I like that book actually. It's interesting. But it's also like how they not just how they express it, but how they receive it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like making the bed could be expressing love to the other person, like they appreciate that. It takes a burden. It's interesting.
Yeah. 34% of us don't expect our Valentines to spend any money on a gift this year. That's 1 in 4 Americans. So that's kind of kind of cool. That's, yeah. You know, kind of
well, when I said no gifts, Randy said, I can still get you flowers. And I said, or I will still get you flowers. And I said, don't get them on Valentine's Day. Wait till next week when they cost half as much. Like, I'm just practical about it. You know, I'm like, don't.
That is such a you answer. That's great.
I mean, I'm like, why?
Get them both days, man.
I love flowers. But
13% of Americans would rather receive diamonds than chocolate. That's not too surprising.
Too. Yeah. I'm in.
And there's a post going viral online where a teacher says, I got eggs as a Valentine's Day present from a student. It isn't just a normal carton from the grocery store, though. They look like eggs from chickens at home. It's really cute. It's a really cute post. I don't know if I can see it here. But
think about the price of eggs. That's pretty... Oh, they
it's
are.
A good gift.
Oh, yeah. Those were... Those look like those were hand harvested.
Yeah, which might mean even more.
Even sweeter.
They drew some hearts on there and everything.
Cute.
I'm horrible at drawing a heart. I'm no good at it. I haven't done it in a long time, so I don't know. But it's been a while. But I've never been good at that. Don't know why.
Well, you should start practicing.
I guess so. The kid might help you. That kid might be able to teach me. That's a good one. 9 o'clock hour coming up, everybody. We're going to get into some entertainment news. We've also got the perfect nap. What is the perfect length for a nap? The perfect time. We're going to get into that one. And, of course, want to one more time remind everybody of our Love on the Air Text to Win contest winner, Corey Emrickson. Corey Emrickson was our winner. Congratulations. To Corey. If you happen to see him, let him know.
Way to go, Corey.
To Corey. And a big thank you to everybody that played along. And of course, our sponsors for this. It was a lot of fun. You can see the complete list of prizes and sponsors at WFHR.com. A special thank you to Quality Plus Printing, Wham Incorporated, and of course, our text line sponsor, Johnson & Sons Jeep. Big shout out to them and a big thank you to them. Terry and I will also get into Power of the Purse next hour, touch on our great weekend schedule. We got a lot of great stuff, a lot of original shows popping up this weekend. You're going to want to hear everybody,
especially if you're sitting inside.
Yeah, all good stuff coming up right here.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.